Hi, everyone. It's Diane Moxley with New Jersey Revolution Radio. This evening, I have with me Christina C., who's an organizer with Extinction Rebellion. First, we have to do our quick plug. We are donation run. We need donations so we can be up and running and functioning. So please go to njrevolutionradio.com. And there's a donation link there. So donate whatever you can. And hello, Christina. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. So tonight we are talking Extinction Rebellion. So I know you wear a lot of hats with Extinction Rebellion, right?
Yeah, I mean, I am working with both the North Jersey chapter and then also within New York City. And in New York City, we've organized a last weekend or on the 12th, we organized a mass meeting. We got over 300 people in a very short amount of time, put on an event and got a lot of, we had a lot of outreach to different groups and basically got people more plugged into what Extinction Rebellion is. And so that's basically to get everyone ready for the launch of Extinction Rebellion in the US.
Excellent, excellent. So yeah, that event on the 12th, you said you had over 300 people?
Yeah, it was a good turnout. We had some musical guests as well. We had Reverend Billy and the Stop Shopping Choir. And we also had Baba Brinkman, who's a rapper who raps about climate change. Oh. And he premiered a song at our event, which he also filmed some footage, and he just released a new video for it. So it's a cool. He gets his songs fact checked by climate scientists, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, what got you involved with Extinction Rebellion? What motivated you to?
I think, well, the first time I heard about Extinction Rebellion was through, I think, reading about XR UK in The Guardian. Mm-hmm. And I think it speaks to a lot of people because they feel like nothing's happening with climate change, right? Like governments, we all know things are happening, but yet governments aren't doing enough to actually tackle it and mitigate what's going to happen. So I think a lot of people kind of get drawn to Extinction Rebellion because of that, because they feel like I can do something. I can make my voice heard. And, you know, because we don't really have a choice. Like, it's either this or just kind of let things happen the way they're going to happen. And I feel like a lot of people are going to fight. So.
Okay, cool. And in a nutshell, for the viewers that haven't seen what they were doing over in the UK, can you tell our viewers what was going on over in the UK, what this movement is about, and what it's trying to do here in the US?
Yeah. So Extinction Rebellion is an international nonviolent direct action group that is, you know, pushing back against the governments for their inaction on climate change and ecological crisis. So basically, the first actions took place in the UK in the end of, or the beginning of November, end of October, and within a few weeks, they had the City of London declared a climate emergency and agreed to go carbon net zero by 2030. So they just use nonviolent direct action and civil disobedience to create a disruption and get their point across. So that included shutting down bridges, basically taking over buildings. Some people glued their hands to doors in, you know, certainly they were either government buildings or something, or a company that had to do with fossil fuels, I think. They had die-ins, they had funeral marches for the death of the earth. Basically things just, you know, raising awareness and trying to get people to take this seriously because it is an emergency and things need to happen.
Excellent. So what's going on Saturday?
So Saturday in New York City, we have an action planned. And so some of the details are not being publicly given for reasons. But we are meeting at the southeast corner of Central Park at 1 p.m. At 59th Street and Fifth Avenue. And from there, you know, we already have a bunch of people who are willing and ready to get arrested for this because they feel so strongly and they feel like it's a moral obligation to be a part of this. So if you want to march or you are willing to get arrested, there's a place for everyone. And we want to make it as accessible to everyone because this isn't just, you know, one group of people's fight. This is everyone's fight. So there's families coming, there's, you know, people from all different walks of life coming, and a lot of people who are interested and involved are artists, musicians, like there's all walks of life are involved. We're going to have some different musical acts playing along with us as we march, and then we'll march to a location where a die-in will take place, and it'll be somewhat theatrical, having to do with what is going on with climate change and how we can rise up and deal with all of these issues.
Okay, and so even if, you know, not everyone is able to be arrested, some people might not feel ready or up to that at this time. So I'm assuming the bulk of the people showing up on Saturday is, you know, marching and rallying and even getting involved with, it sounds like there's wonderful creative elements with art and music and performance. And I'm assuming people can even get involved with that even if they're just showing up on Saturday, correct?
Yeah, definitely. It's basically, it's like, you know, we have multiple parts set up so that you can, if you are not willing or not able to be arrested, that you can still be involved and you can march and you can make your voice heard. And, you know, there's a lot of people making signs and we're asking for like brightly colored signs if possible, just to draw more attention. And so, yeah, it's about, you know, no one's asking you to do something that you're not willing to do. It's all a personal choice. So it's very much how you want to be involved.
Okay, excellent. So yeah, so people can make their own signs and show up, and so you want bright, colorful signs.
Yeah, and also bright, colorful, you know, accessories so that you can stand out in pictures, and you know, hopefully it's not super cold on Saturday, but.
Oh yeah, we could talk about that briefly, because these past few weeks, there's been a lot going on in North Jersey between we had potential white supremacist neo-Nazis in Princeton, but thank God the counter protest was so huge. The white supremacists didn't show up. We had a lot going on for justice for Jameek and Patterson, and I know people are still fighting on those fronts. And even just this past Monday, trying to get Murphy to sign the independent prosecutor bill for, if there is a shooting by a police officer, the acknowledgement that an independent prosecutor needs to be appointed. And, you know, we had folks out on Monday morning in North Jersey, and I think it was single digits when they were out there. I think we're going to do a little bit better on Saturday, but I would still, warn people to dress appropriately, wear your layers. This activist season is starting early. It's starting in the winter. So yeah. Take your long johns, wear your appropriate socks, your winter socks, comfortable shoes, your earmuffs, your hat, scarves, gloves, multiples, and bring water because you can dehydrate even when it's winter time. Just definitely. I have multiple layers, so get your layers out now. Get ready for Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. And bring your friends, because it's we need a big voice and a big crowd to see and get our voices heard.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna plug the website to kind of find out more information and to sign
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, please do. I was gonna say, how can people plug in? Because, and correct me if I'm wrong, we know the event is Saturday, January 26th, that's this Saturday, but this is going to be an ongoing movement, correct?
Yeah, this is about a long-term, until they do something about it. It's not like a one-day protest. This is a ongoing ongoing actions and events, and a big part of Extinction Rebellion is making sure that no one gets burnt out doing this, right? Because it's an ongoing long-term thing. So a big part of it is regenerative culture, which is there's a lot of basically to take care on a personal level and an organizational level to keep enthusiasm going and motivation and movement going. So you can go to xrebellion.org.
Okay.
And if you sign up on that page, it'll connect you to your local Extinction Rebellion chapter. So if you're in New York City, you'll get updates from that, and you can get involved. And there's many ways to get involved, because there's the coordinating body, but then there's also working groups. So you can be involved in outreach and organizing direct actions. If you have finance background, you can get involved in that, or regenerative culture, which is a lot of people who think of themselves as artists or healers or any kind of way that they want to basically help the community. And there's also a media and messaging group, working group. So there's a spot for everyone if they want to be involved.
Okay. And they'll be able to get more information if they sign up at xrebellion.org, is it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And so plug in now. You might get some updates for Saturday, but this is going to be ongoing until we stop climate chaos in its tracks and hopefully reverse it. And I know go ahead.
To get more information about the New York City action, you can go to xrr.nyc.
Okay.
And just scroll down that page a little bit, and it'll give you the most recent update, including the action commitments for the action, basically a community agreement on what is acceptable, like, the principles of the action, which includes no property damage, it's all nonviolence, and there's legal observers, we have legal representation set up as far as if you stay within the principles of the action commitment. So basically we're supporting everything and all of the people involved in the action to make a change happen.
Okay, so for NYC, is that xrnyc.org?
It's xrr.nyc.
xrrnyc.org.
Yes. No, xrr.nyc.
Sorry.
It's okay.
xrr.nyc.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's why it wasn't coming up for me. Got it. So excellent. So people can plug in and get updates even for Saturday, but then ongoing.
Yes.
And I know you were trying, and you've been putting so much of your efforts in NYC, but you're also going to assist with a XR New Jersey contingent. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have a lot of things started. Some actually, a lot of the people in New Jersey have jumped into New York City as well. Mm-hmm. But there's, you know, a lot of people in New Jersey that want to do specific actions in New Jersey. So we're just getting that going right now. So if you, you know, are interested in signing up in New Jersey, go to xrebellion.org. And you can jump in, because basically all of the things I went over within the New York City chapter is we're going to be making that happen in New Jersey.
Okay, but right now, if they go on the xrrebellion.org website, there isn't a New Jersey link right now?
I have to make a simplified link to the page, Okay. But it's on my list of things to do.
After this event?
Yes. Well, I can do it tonight. I just,
okay.
You know.
Okay, and you could reach out to Christina, and I'm going to try to be involved with the New Jersey contingent as well. So yeah. you could bug one of us.
You can also look us up on Facebook. Extinction Rebellion North Jersey.
Is there an Extinction Rebellion North Jersey Facebook now?
There will be in about, you know, 20 minutes.
Excellent. Okay. And yeah, there's so much going on in New Jersey, and we can all help each other because we've got pipelines down in South Jersey. We've got, storage facility chaos in North Jersey, and we have that water issue in Newark. Mm-hmm. That is... You know, it's all connected, and we have to take care of our environmental justice community. So I'm excited about the work we can do after. And New Jersey folks, come out to New York on Saturday, because we can learn from some really experienced activists and, see this wonderful work all come together on Saturday and then take it back to New Jersey, right?
Yeah, and it's, it's all in its, a lot of this movement's in its infancy, you know, it's only been around for a little over a month in New York, so, obviously there's a lot of things to learn and how we can support other groups as well from, you know, all of the different issues that they're facing, so, yeah, it's an ongoing outreach process, and just figuring out how to best build Extinction Rebellion to support and help all of the communities that are already being affected by climate change.
And I see it as such a excellent opportunity to jump in right now, because you can really have direct impact on what's going on. And I know we've had some meetings with New Jersey, and there's a great group of people. Mm-hmm. So, you can really get in right now and help grow this project in New Jersey. And then, of course, it's so easy for us that are just basically just across the river in New Jersey to hop over and support our New York activist community. So no reason not to come out on Saturday. Just
wear
the appropriate layers. I'm looking at the weather right now.
I stopped looking.
So bad. It's going to be in the 30s. It's January.
Oh, well, that's good.
It's going to be
good.
We can handle it. Yeah.
Yeah. It won't be. And we'll be moving. So there's that.
Good.
We won't be.
You'll be warmed by the love of
exactly
all the activist community, and I know Reverend Billy. He'll get our hearts pumping, right, and our flowing to warm our bodies.
And we also have I think Rude Mechanical Orchestra will be playing with us as well. So
excellent.
It'll be awesome. It'll be both a good time and a serious event, you know, cool. Just kidding. Because we have to have fun in the rebellion, right?
Absolutely. And there's been some art going on, right? I'm assuming we're going to have some beautiful art on Saturday.
Yeah, there's actually an art making party right now happening. So a lot of things are happening all at once. And we also have a nonviolent direct action training scheduled for tomorrow night. It's our last one of three that we've had in the last 2 weeks. So if you want to sign up for that, because that's always a good thing, you don't need to have gone through that training to, you know, be there on the 26th, but you learn a lot of really good techniques and different ways to deal with how to do direct action. So you can also sign up for that at xrr.nyc.
Excellent. Yeah, it's very useful. So if you can hop over, definitely hop over and go visit and have direct action training. Always useful.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Christina, thank you so much for coming on, because I know you're even at a meeting right now. So I really appreciate you taking the time out. You've been working overtime on this project. So I'll be so happy to see you Saturday, and we'll all have fun together and celebrate and stop climate chaos.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. It's awesome to get the word out.
Excellent. We'll be in touch.
All right.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.